Talk about ideological divisions. Over the summer, factories in southern China were hit by a rash of strikes and even suicides. Chinese workers were protesting working conditions in the People's Republic of China. Instead of cracking down, factory bosses gave in. They gave raises and addressed complaints. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on how it happened and what may happen next.
The Taiwanese company Foxconn has set up a sprawling campus of factories here in the southern city of Shenzhen, employing hundreds of thousands of workers. But earlier in the year, Foxconn was hit by a spate of suicides, workers jumping off the top of dormitories to their deaths in protest against military-style discipline enforced in the factories. Workers here are reluctant to speak to the media, but one supervisor sitting in a local restaurant who said his family name was Li said everyone in Shenzhen knows the system is harsh.
Everyone knows Foxconn's management system is the strictest. Sometimes you have to work a whole month without a day off, at least 12 hours a day. And they don't let people from the same town work or live together. So it's difficult to build up friendships that could lead to strikes.
At other factories, it was a different method of protest. At one Honda auto plant in the nearby city of Foshan, workers came out in a series of well-organized strikes, demanding better pay and conditions. Migrant workers have sporadically protested for years in Shenzhen, but Liu Kaiming, who heads an NGO called the Institute of Contemporary Observation, says he thinks these protests mark a turning point because in both cases, the factory bosses responded by immediately saying they would raise salaries and improve working conditions.
This is all happening firstly because it's a new, younger generation of migrant workers who won't accept such bad conditions. Secondly, there's a shortage of workers, so they know they have more leverage. And thirdly, cell phones and the internet mean they know more about the outside world and are better able to organize as well.
At Shenzhen train station, workers still come in from the countryside, though not in such numbers as before. They head to places like the Songgang Jiashan factory, where the workers have been unhappy for years. Now, empowered by the success of the Foxconn and Honda protests, a group of them, led by a 30-year-old migrant called Liu De Chang, are huddled in the back room of a small restaurant plotting a strike.
Of course what happened at Foxconn and Honda has influenced us. When we saw what happened there, we had more confidence. We thought if they could do it, we could do it too.
These workers are not skilled, so perhaps have less leverage than others, but they are determined. Liu De Chang says conditions at the factory are appalling, but the Taiwanese boss won't listen to their complaints. And the bosses always have good relations with local Communist Party officials, he says, which prevent change happening. Liu draws inspiration from an interesting source.
Karl Marx was right. We should struggle, like he said, in 19th century Europe. Chinese factories now are just like factories in 19th century Europe. And just like Karl Marx said, only through struggle with the capitalists can we gain our rights.
So you have workers extolling communist struggle against a Communist Party government that has ditched its allegiance to the workers and joined forces with capitalist exploiters. Indeed, Karl Marx could well have looked at the factories of Shenzhen and seen a country ripe for a communist revolution. One of the workers at the meeting, 23-year-old Zai Gui from the rural province of Guizhou, has had enough, though. As he leaves the restaurant, he says he's taking the other route open to him.
I'm going home, back to my home province. I've had enough of this. There's a saying here, you can have the boss's money, but he'll take your life. It's just not worth it anymore.
And so, either way, the factory towns of China look like they may be on the verge of major change. If workers say they've had enough and leave, as they are doing, wages will rise. If strikes increase and bosses relent, wages may also rise, with all the implications that could bring. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shenzhen, southern China.